Alright, time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. Alright, still part three, hopefully for the last part. It doesn't really matter, right? It's just fodder for trying to isolate and, focus the conversation. So the issue sort of is, optimist, pessimist, and then something in the middle, nothingist. And, I call them glib, but obviously if I say the fence walkers are glib, then the people on the other side, the optimists, are like double glibist. And the subject is just about the fact that there's a bunch of people who are very insensitive. So you could say that in the history of mankind, there's been a gross amount of insensitivity. I mean, women were property and people had slaves and, they were terrible to animals. And so of a lot of that stuff, we've grown up a little bit, It's going backwards, because of the idiocracy thing, a bunch of people like to watch people beat the shit out of each other and other kinds of nonsense, and, that's not good. I guess they're not being, overtly cruel to animals, but, it's out there, So, it still exists. People are terribly insensitive to harming, feeling creatures. But the argument can be made that over time we've, grown past that blindness. And I would just argue it's just a, there's a line and there's still further to go on the line. We haven't finished progressing to becoming, to getting right answers, more completely right answers. And any imposition of harm is bullshit, because there's nothing we're doing that's vital, in the sense that we have no obligation to perpetuate the syndrome of consciousness. It doesn't do anything. It just provides the opportunity for failure. That's it. So I would argue that we're making arguments that are, different, better. Now, his point of view is that it's fascism. So it's like fascism to say there's actually right and wrong answers. That's a kind of fascism for a whole bunch of people. A whole bunch of people think if you think there's a right answer and a wrong answer, you're a fascist, because everybody's allowed to make up their own truth. And I find that ridiculous. There's a physical reality in the universe, and the obligation here with brains is to describe the physical reality, and the physical reality isn't both things at once. It's not round and oblong, and these things are different distinctly. We can measure it, we can see it, we can watch it be different. And disagreements about the facts really aren't acceptable. Logically, and there's enough evidence where we can put the things right on the at trial, we can put the evidence right on a table and show that this is the evidence. It's sorry, but that's what it is. And so this attitude that somehow these are subjects we're first not capable of drawing conclusions, or that we don't have supporting evidence, or that we have to accept that human beings are allowed to write whatever truth they want. No, none of that's true. We don't have to accept people who think it's okay to torture their pets, for example. We can pass laws against it, so you can't do that shit. So, it's just, to call it fascism for people to say to the people who, for the 80% or the 60% or the 92% of the people to tell the 12% or the 2% or the 5%, fuck you, you're not doing that. Is perfectly acceptable. It's not fascism. Now, you want to talk about elitism or something? It's an open question. So I would argue that a merit system is good. That we can get to some point where people should earn credibility. Now, we have a society where you earn it by inheriting it, and that's pretty ridiculous. But the very idea that, Jack Nicklaus wrote a book about golf, a lot of people became good golfers by reading his book, because it sort of makes sense. Yeah, somebody who wins, and you go read the book written by the winner. You know, there's certain logic to that. And the fact is we have a world full of assholes who are writing the books and telling us what it's like to be a winner when they never won anything. You know, they just inherited it. So anyway, so there's some background. So he's defending calling anyone who has some sort of conclusive philosophy, in the sense that they've added 2 + 2. They figured out that imposing risk and harm isn't really a legitimate ethical behavior, and different things like that. That the system itself, if they watch, 10 babies die for every one that survives or something, they can figure out that that's not good economics. You don't impose bad results on 10 things so you can have one thing have a good result. That's crappy. And I would go as far as to say it's crappy even if it's 10 people succeeding and one failing. That's slavery. You're just enslaving the people who will have the bad result to the people who have the good result. And I would argue that that's an ethical boundary. You know, it's an ethical thick spot that you're going to need a pretty good argument to get through. And this guy's silly argument is, we just don't want to think about it. Now we can walk right through it because we don't have to think about it. It's not a philosophical subject. Yeah, that kind of bullshit. So, yeah, now that ain't going to work in the future. You know, slavery defenders aren't going to win with that argument. All right, so that's, you know, pretty good context, I'd say. Yeah, I did an okay job. I may have to move this down a little.
In and of itself, antinatalism is, I guess, just a position you can have if you...
There you go. So it's just a position you can have. I mean, the whole point is that positions have to be defendable, and you have to defend them, and that's the whole game we're playing here. And there's not much point in just saying, oh, you can think this, and you can think that, and you can think rape's okay, and you can think blah, blah, blah. Yeah, bullshit.
You take discussions of consent and try to apply them to the idea of birth. Unfortunately, a sort of unaddressed problem within antinatalism is the number of people that will come into it with some attempt at communicating this belief into anything real, anything...
Okay, so what's the point, okay? You're saying it's a valid ethical consideration, and then you say, but we can't do that. So that's just like saying somehow it's not practical because the North will have to have a civil war with the South. Well, maybe they have to have a civil war. I mean, you're saying there's none of these decisions can ever be made because, people don't 100% agree. Well, too bad.
And instantly, it's eco-fascism. It just is. It's every...
The government should throw them in jail, I think it said. You know, it was on the screen, very short. Well, should they throw, again, somebody who is willfully entertained, organizes dogs fights for money. Somebody who, sells children into prostitution. I mean, what laws do you think are just way too fascist? Because it's people have a right to be cruel. I mean, this is sort of the argument. I mean, the accusation is it's cruelty. And it's unnecessary. And it's tyrannical. You're the Nazis. That's the argument. Pointing your finger and calling the good guys Nazis. It's just silly. It's silly. You're in the uniform. You're hireling. Fuck you. You're the Nazi.
Definition of eco-fascism.
Don't want to sound like a dick or not.
Okay. You shouldn't be done the snap long ago. I don't know what that means.
Nothing, but it says on your chart that you're fucked up.
Yeah, that was totally fucked up. Anyway, I'll spare you the commercial. It's kind of annoying when they have commercials right in the wrong place in the video, but, you know, whatever. So she's switching to whoever this is. And what does it say here? I can't see. It's okay. Misanthropy and antinatalism. Yeah, obviously, I'm just saying that people who are freeing slaves or, you know, all these jobs are not pleasant. You're not going to like, oh, it's so much fun being, you know, marching in the breast cancer parade. I mean, the only people who find that fun, you know, are, you know, kind of sickos, because it's kind of a depressing subject. You know, you have lots of pictures of dead people and lives that were shorter than they should have been, and all kinds of misery and pain and suffering, and, you know, people weighing 50 pounds. And if you're having fun, then, you know, eh. But, you know. And so, again, is there any choice for somebody to be misanthropic about the facts of life? So it doesn't make you a little misanthropic. And if I go through all the animal species and their rates of reproduction and the necessary understanding that it means there has to be huge attrition. That means, you know, like birds. How many little birds have to be squished or eaten alive? How many kittens? There's a good one. Feral cats. What's the life expectancy, you know, of those kittens? Of all the kittens born to feral cats, what's the life expectancy? So, you know, you're not misanthropic because you're a glib cunt. Simple answer. Okay, and then you're going to point your finger and call somebody else a fascist. Well, fuck you. There's my response. Fuck you. Get what you deserve. That's the simple answer. All right? But, I wish you could get what you deserve in the context that you're still there to get it. Okay? I don't want you to get Alzheimer's and now you don't have to, you know that you're getting punished for your past crimes. But yes, I'd like to give you a little Alice in Wonderland reality check. I'd like to pull you out of Wonderland and shove you in reality for a while and have you live some of the lives and some of the moments you're saying are okay.
Like, a lot of liberals and leftists kind of fall into this idiocracy mentality, where you could see it in the anti-natalists with... why do all these stupid, uneducated...
Yeah, well, that's pretty much a diagrammable. Yeah, you are kind of cliche, actually. Fuck.
...educated, ignorant people have, like, a bajillion kids, and then...
I don't think they ever make that argument that it's a bajillion. But they might say something like 10, or 8, or 12... And, you know, the joke is, I just heard the joke the other night, like there was some kid, you know, some real stupid, crappy movie. Didn't even watch it because it was so bad. And, you know, a movie really has to be bad for me not to watch the whole thing. But there was some line where there was some black kid born, and his name was BT or something. Oh, yeah, so it meant Boy 10. You know, the parents didn't even name him. They just called him Boy 10. Yeah, so it isn't a cliche, it isn't something that, oh fuck, it really is that retarded. These people are that insensitive to what their job is as fucking goddamn parents. That's not a fucking reality on this planet. Ugh, glib cunt.
Couple who really wants to wait and see and make sure everything's right. That they can't have a kid, and it's like, how dare.
Weirdly, I have noticed a crossover between the anti-natalist community and the child-free community.
It's really...
Whatever. The crossover is they're both doing the same thing. It doesn't mean they have to be doing it for the same reason. I mean, painters, there's painters who paint abstract, and there's painters who paint realistic. You know, the fact that they're both painters doesn't mean they're doing anything like the same thing. It's too stupid. Every time I hear a baby crying, I can't help but think, kill it with fire. Yeah, that's a little extreme, frankly, but... Yeah, I'm sorry. I just... Personally, I'm both kinds of antinatalist, okay? I really do dislike babies. I can't even imagine what kind of value people see in them. They're ugly, smelly, disgusting little blobs of bacteria, as far as I can. They're just gross. You're just waiting for it to do something stupid, like eat its arms or something. I mean, they're stupid and Yeah, I have nothing nice to say about them. I mean, compared to a puppy or a kitten, a human child is grotesque.
fucking weird to specifically hate children. You don't have to like them. You don't have to want them.
Oh, gee, I don't have to. Thank you so much. Jesus.
But specifically the anti-child hate. What?
Okay, they flash it so fast that what's the point? These people can't even figure out that, oh, well, please give me a few milliseconds to read what the fuck you're putting on the screen. Alright, whenever I see a parent with their child enjoying a happy moment, I say to myself, what a fraud that parent is. Well, I say something similar, in the sense that, fuck, you seriously, this is what your brain, your neurons are so engaged in living that this entertains you? Oh, man. I mean, it's just really bad. I mean, you have to at least get up to the level of The Simpsons and South Park and maybe SpongeBob to entertain me. I mean, you have to do something. Baby? Why don't I just look at a flat tire? Oh, what a great TV show! The Flattening of the Tire! Anytime I see a child acting up, I say to myself, I'm so glad I don't have children. It's just a fact. I mean, you know, you again, it'd be like saying that you don't mind when somebody with, you know, sick people go to the movie theater or something. You have to listen to them coughing up phlegm and shit. That isn't distracting and irritating. Come on. That would be silly. And I'm saying, like, even when kids are, you know, doing something happy. You know, I used to clean pools, and now and then there's kids running around on the hard sidewalk part of the pool in bare feet, and you're, you know, little kids, and you're just saying, oh, this is such a disaster, just waiting it to happen. And so even though they're having fun, watching the whole thing is just, oh, gosh, it's so taxing. And then the older kid is doing all these antics on the diving board, and I'm actually watching his head miss the board by a fucking goddamn inch. Even he admitted, whoa, that was close. Yeah, you're just, what the fuck? You want to do that with your fucking life? You gotta be fucking insane, frankly. If you want to watch these sensitive creatures put themselves in jeopardy and do shit that just doesn't have a very good, you know, outcome record, you could actually watch your kid, you know, in some kind of football game or something and feel all comfortable about it. I fucking couldn't. I couldn't, as a child, imagining having a child, I couldn't imagine letting my kid cut the grass. Because I'm like, well, what if the lawnmower goes all wacky? I couldn't do it. I mean, I could put myself in risk, but I just couldn't imagine having a kid and saying, no, I'll find something else for him to do. He's not playing with lawnmowers. No fucking way. Because I'd seen a kid without his arm because of a lawnmower. You know, that sort of... That ain't gonna happen to my kid. You know, those thoughts occurred to me, so I'm sorry they don't occur to you, but I think they're logical thoughts. I think they're sensible and intelligent thoughts, and I think all you glib make-excusers are just doing that. You're just glibly making excuses. I can't stop eating McDonald's hamburgers. It's almost like they're free and they're calling me.
The anti-child hate, what end does it get you other than just perpetually making you upset?
So these are two different subjects, frankly. Nobody in any part of the political movement of antinatalism is at all interested in making kid hate videos because they're inconvenient or annoying or smelly or ugly or in some other way troubling. That's not the subject. It's not even close to the subject, so this is just such a petty, silly distraction. So I'll just pigeonhole you with a bunch of arguments that have nothing to do with you, and I'll just associate you with right to life or retardation, and you're trying to build heaven on earth, or you want to make us all into potato farmers, and you think we'll all be happy that way. Your little man goes out and plants potatoes all day, and you can bake your little bread all day, you know, with the little brats hanging around. Whatever your vision of utopia is. I don't remember anyone describing Eden, okay, you know, in the child form. Like, I don't remember any parts of the Bible where it talks about how Adam and Eve were so happy playing with the kids and blah, 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 blah. That's really not the image you get.
death.
And that child-free contingent is completely antithetical to the idea of antinatalism to begin with. It has nothing to do with, like, resenting children to be an antinatalist.
Right. So why did you just play all that propaganda and crap? Obviously, the counter-arguments are using it as if they're attacking the core of antinatalism as child hatred. No, it isn't.
So if you're just someone who's personally irritated by children, I guess I'm sorry for whatever experience led you to feeling that way.
I'm likewise pity your pitiful brain if you can't figure out that kids don't have any utility. I don't know. What am I supposed to say to you? You're defending a psychological concept of, that's all negative. It's just about, I'm sorry you're vain, okay, and you think your kids are better than other people's kids. I'm sorry you're so pathetically stupid that you think your kids deserve candy and allowances and all this kind of stuff, but you don't think you have any obligation to take care of all the other kids that are running around. I'm sorry you're a hypocrite, and I'm sorry you're duplicitous, and I'm sorry you don't make any sense. Yeah, I'm sorry you're an idiot.
Grow the fuck up. Everyone was a kid. Everyone was annoying. Everyone, you're still annoying. You're really annoying. So I'm not really going to address...
Right, so why are you defending any part of this? You get it. Okay, you get it. The whole thing is fucking annoying. You can't even walk in the park without somebody farting in your face. So why are you defending this crap? This mediocre crap? And why are you pretending there's any kind of reasonable argument defending this slop?
Ugh. It's antinatalist as if I'm addressing child-free people, because if you're actually an antinatalist, it's not really about that. I hope that I can open a dialogue.
So again, there's no point in you opening a dialogue, but you'll do it this way, which is through all kinds of despicable guilt by associations. You'll sit there and say, you'll kind of put the antinatalist in the Nazi uniform and then say, I didn't call you a Nazi. You'll paint swastikas on their image and then, oh no, I didn't do any of that. Watermelon. You'll sit there and show all these images to try to, you're just playing the game of propagandist. You're just playing games with words.
With the antinatalist community. Because I think that a lot of people are probably going to turn in that direction thanks to a lot of antinatalist kind of rhetoric that has been spread.
Oh, you mean we're winning the argument? Oh, too bad, sucker. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, we're going to beat you.
Over the last few decades, largely adopted, ironically, by...
All right, the sixth great extinction. So he thinks that's the stuff that makes people antinatalist. It's not the fact that, people understand that it ain't that great being living in the wild, okay? It's rough. It's tough. But whatever. We'll see. Let's see what the percentages are. I don't think there's a whole bunch of people who are realistically defending... it's just about images for so many people, right? So I could play the image of the natural forest fires that happen all the time and... before human beings were here, forest fires happened all the time and a whole bunch of animals would get wiped out and volcanoes would erupt and, whole ecosystems would be destroyed. Yeah, this isn't some kind of place where you go called perfection. No doubt there's a fence somewhere, just protecting these animals because they're getting poached.
Corporations hoping to pass the buck of their own wastefulness and greed onto the general population who realistically have very little control of their everyday environment. This is a point.
Oh, whatever that even means. You have a ton of control, frankly. You can become vegetarian, you can do certain things to reduce your oil footprint, you can do lots of things. So, bullshit again.
When I wanted to convey more than anything else to anyone watching this who might happen to have sort of antinatalist sympathies. The problems that you have assigned to poor people and overpopulation...
I know, blame where blame belongs. I mean, it's just so stupid not to say these people who are not efficient enough and capable of providing for their own subsistence and maintenance, have no business thinking they have a right to procreate. I mean, that's just, it plainly should be the definition of retarded in the dictionary. It is the definition of you're too fucking retarded. You have to be classifiable as retarded. It's too stupid. 200. Stupid.
This kind of idiocracy thing are 100% the result of the economic conditions that we have decided on. And when I say we, I don't mean in a democratic sense. I mean that's the current economic.
Like there's some economic system that's perfect that nobody has to do the shitty jobs, and everybody wants to pay everybody a fair price for their work. And you're ever going to create that civilization sometime? No, you're not. So quit pretending you'd want to live in that world. Fairness isn't going to be fun. Think about it.
System that we can control, that we can change. The massive hoarding of wealth, the special privileges granted to large corporations, the lack of any checks and balances for the privileged, that is the problem. That is the reason that we're seeing all of this environmental damage from humanity. It isn't...
Right. So again, no, it isn't. You give any, you know, you could go back 200 years ago when there's a bunch of native tribes, and you give any one of them any piece of technology and you could ruin them, you know, because they aren't sustainable with any kind of power. As soon as they have power to keep their babies alive and do these different things, they're going to overpopulate. Again, the Native Americans in North America were doomed, right? Because the giant tribes, the Incas and the Aztecs of South America, we're going to consume them. These are processes that don't have anything to do with corporations and all this other bullshit. They're processes that have to do with human beings being scummy animals inside, at their core. You know, bacteria, lizard, chimpanzee, those things all still inside of you, those idiots, that bad programming. And our intelligence is a feeble controller, because it has to convince those morons to play along, and that defeats our productivity.
Humanity. It's a very select group of business interests. And when you boil it down to an idiocracy problem, to a problem of poor people just deciding to shit out 10 kids, you don't just end up indirectly endorsing eco-fascist principles.
It's just silly. It's the root of the problem, frankly. It's a huge blight on civilization. I mean, a tiny number of criminals raised by people who don't, you know, who obviously gave them less than an ideal direction. All right? It's a very tiny percent of the crime problem is the psychopath born in the middle class. That's a very, very tiny percentage of the problem. So don't pretend that these aren't huge liabilities. The bad behavior. They're the ones feeding the corporation. Who's going to McDonald's? Well, it's not the guy with the 100-plus IQ.
Actually provide cover for the groups doing the most harm.
Idiocracy is presenting us with a blunt and exaggerated demonstration of the machinations of capitalism and the intelligently self-interested corporations who seek profit above all else.
So again, they're saying the corporations are controlling when we have the power any day to vote them out of power. Okay, and the fact is people want to suck the corporate tit. You know, you can't, I've been ragging about Google being a corrupt corporation, an evil corporation for 20 fucking years, and no one wants to hear it.
With disregard for the safety and health of society. The problem is that the film has, up until this point, placed the blame for society's downfall squarely on the rapidly devolving general public.
Consider this, also.
Yeah, I think it's a perfectly rational to blame we the people. Because we have the tools, we have the power, and we don't exercise it. We don't impose accountability on cops, we don't do this, we don't do that, we have corrupt judges, we have all kinds of bullshit, we don't put anybody up to any higher standards. It's obviously liars and cheaters. The average human being's got to be a pathetic liar, cheater, hypocrite, duplicitous piece of scum, because he clearly keeps voting for it. He votes for cheating, winning. He likes inheriting his position in the world. He thinks that's the way people ought to get ahead in life, is to inherit it. You shouldn't earn your badges. You should just be born general or sergeant or lieutenant. You shouldn't have to work your way up. You shouldn't have to prove you're competent. And you're what the fuck are you defending? Oh, Jack considers the long view. I'm sure that's going to be special.
Human beings are not an invasive species. We are a thing that came from this planet. We spread as a result of our development as organisms on this planet. We weren't just displaced around the globe. This is how we migrated. This is how we grew as a species.
Well, whatever. We were a minorly successful monkey, okay? Like mountain gorillas or something. Not very successful. We didn't just cover territory and win it all. Until we got organized through language, okay? And that gave us the power to learn tricks and schemes and other ways to defeat every. We could figure out how to make traps and make animals fall in them and all that kind of crap and that, yes. And then as soon as you gave us a little bit of power, then we became the dominant species.
So if you are an antinatalist for harm reduction reasons, if you feel like human beings have done a lot of damage to the ecosystem...
Yes, I'm sorry, that is a silly argument. I wish there were no antinatalists who were nature or tree huggers, because that's just really, really retarded.
...system, and that's the problem. Consider that whatever happens with us... If we opt out of existing, doesn't solve whatever problem was created as a result...
Don't get me wrong, I'm for keeping the environment intact until we winnow ourselves out of here. I'm all for anti-chaos. So I'm not for pigging up the environment. I'm just saying there's nothing about nature in itself or its core or in what's happening to the other sentient organisms on Earth, that's anything to say about continuing it, because there's nothing good about the terrible attrition. It's all mass murder all over the place. I mean, we are bad enough at making grinders for human beings, but nature is the king of grinding, pain and suffering into existence.
Of our development as a species, which is to say we're a product of the Earth. If we're gone, another species,
the Earth,
will come along and do the same things. The same mistakes will be made.
Right. Anything that would acquire intelligence would have to go through this pathetically difficult learning process, acquiring all of this knowledge. Again, if we were Tyrannosaurus, I don't think that there would be, elitist, Dawkins-esque, think of people who Tyrannosaurus who would say, we really should be drinking with our pinkies out, and we shouldn't have bacteria on our dinner table, and we should wash our hands after going poo-poo. Wash our hands after going poo-poo. It would occur to us, okay, because it would be intelligent. So intelligence, yes. As a kid, when you're first learning, you're a brutal, horrible, evil jackass because you're just using the advantages. You're just selfish and you're taking advantage. And as you get smarter, you figure out selfishness sucks. It doesn't make any sense. My brain doesn't need happiness any more than your brain needs happiness. I can't really be invested in any system merely because I win and you lose. That's not the definition of a good idea. So I'm just, yes, obviously, any organism that would have to evolve and, become knowledgeable has to do it through this process of figuring things out. Oh, there's bacteria. Oh, there's little tiny living things. Oh, and someone can make you have to figure all this stuff out.
A sort of recurring cycle up to the end of this planet. I do feel like, on a deeper level, the responsibility of humans is to solve the problems of the human race. Whatever problems we create...
Yeah, but that's the point. We don't create the problem. The problem was created 300 million years before we showed up. And the problem was that the whip was invented. The whip of pain. the first ouch. That's the problem. You have to go all the way back.
As a result of our development, of our desire to expand or whatever else, we kind of need to solve that in a way that doesn't just involve us.
It's easy for us to solve it. So that's the whole point, right? I can show you human beings that have completely solved it. I mean, they can just sit and make up any crap, you know. I can do it. I can play movies in my head. I can just sit here and be very, very quiet and not bother anybody. I can do it. So other people, I'm sure, can do that kind of stuff. They can be completely, almost zero maintenance. Give me a little tiny bit of air to breathe. And then when I go to sleep, don't wake me up. There's lots of people would say, okay. You know, if you actually had a game show, you know, where you offered people $50,000, if in 1 month they weren't allowed to wake up. You know, there'd be lots of takers. Lots of people say, okay, $50,000 now, 1 month of fun, and then I just don't wake up one night. Big deal. So I'm just saying there's lots of capacity to gain this more easygoing perspective, okay? The lower maintenance perspective. The lower maintenance perspective is clearly attainable. It's not something we as a human race have to find, okay? It's just a matter of the people who understand how easy it is. Just explaining to the addicts, you know, you don't need to be addicted to heroin. You don't need to be controlled by the cocaine. You don't need da-da-da-da. You can, it really is possible to live without all that bullshit. So why don't you try doing it?
Saying, let's cancel out this entire species, just so that in the great cycle of history, something else comes along and just does all the same stuff.
Right. And there's just no evidence that something else just comes along, right? 300 million years? I mean, let's just say 50 million with mammal-style brains crawling around in some form or another, and none of them, you know, are writing books. There's no competition, okay, for the language-enabled organism because it happened by fluke for us, okay? We gained the brain space capable of knowing, you know, 1,500 words before we used it. So in a sense, nature made, okay, the foundation for the building. It somehow didn't get in the way, and then we were allowed to build the building on it. But there was, you know, that's not what evolution usually does. It usually can't invent something a piece at a time. Like, it can't invent wheels over here, and then steering wheel over here, and leather seat over here, and carpeting on the floor over there. You know, it can't invent the pieces outside of the finished productivity. And in the case of our advancement, it did. It gave us the ability to be, you know, to go to high school before there were any high schools. I mean, you know, fact. We had the ability to learn before that we were doing any learning. You know, language learning.
So if you are of that very philosophical sort of mindset, that's still kind of my take on it. That's the thing that gives me hope for future generations.
I don't even know what that, what was hopeful? I'm sorry, I didn't get the hopeful bit. What was hopeful? See, what was he saying? I mean, everything about our history and our present circumstance indicate we're not going to do the right thing very well. We're not going to do a good job.
It becomes easier and easier over time to collaborate and to come to these answers that we need to come.
Oh, okay. So again, the collaboration, in my opinion, has gotten worse. The divisiveness is worse. The fact is, if we don't have a war over this subject, we'll have a war over some other asshole subject. So, we might as well have the war over a good subject than a stupid one.
I'm not of the degrowth mindset. I think degrowth is a very loaded term now because there's a lot of, I think, fairly well-meaning people that still call themselves degrowthers. There's a lot of degrowthers that I think come very...
I never even heard the term, so it's just kind of funny. It's a real movement, the degrowth movement. Degrowth.com. Yeah, I'll go head out to degrowth.com. I'm sure it's a thing. Degrowther.
Close to the antinatalist philosophy. You know, I think there's always hope out there. I mean, I've found a new home here. You know, there's always opportunities if you're willing.
Glib, 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 glib. more glib, 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 glib. That, you know, rotting car could just as well be dioxin in the environment giving a kid cancer right now. So, you know, this bullshit attitude that we can just dump our waste wherever we want, you know. So go ahead, endorse. Do another commercial for half-ass behavior.
Things to look for, though. There's always...
And how hopeful it all is.
There's always... But what the fuck is that? Only life can solve the problems of life, and only...
Oh. You can only fix it by making more problems. No, that's not the solution.
Life can suffer the consequences of life. If you really think about it, there's no harm either way. We've got to figure this stuff out one way or the other.
Oh, I mean, it just doesn't... What does that even mean? There's no harm either way? I mean... God damn. There's brick walls one way, there's daggers one way, there's lots of, you know, huge potential for disaster one way, and the other way is just, you know, fluffy bunny. This idiot's telling me it's either way.
And the part of us that doesn't is the part that's not really going to care anyway. It's not really invested. Either way, why are you speaking on behalf of Team Death when you're not dead? It just seems weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, why are you speaking on the terms of Team Life when you haven't died? It's part of life. Like, the biggest part of your life is going to be your exit. Goodbye. See you. Love you. You haven't done any of that fucking shit yet, fuckhead. What are you saying? How do you know it's all... Oh, yeah, it's really going to be great. It's going to be one of the greatest adventures of my life. I mean, fuck you. Yeah, fuck you, hypocrite.
Hypocritical to me. It just seems a little strange to me.
Yeah, well, it seems hypocritical and strange to me, too, that here you are talking out of your ass when you're not living the liability. All right? You don't have deformities, and you don't have, you know, obvious disease just waiting to, you know, crunch you in the nuts hard. You know, none of that's happening right now. And you're just talking shit as a kid. You're just an immature fucktard talking out of ass, okay? And so wait till you've gained a little more life experience. Wait till you bury your brother and your parents and a few other things, and then talk this glib shit about it's all so fucking spectacular. Fuck you. Oh, I couldn't wait to have another great adventure. Fuck you.
That you would speak for them when you're an arsehole. It's like you've got, you know, Waffle House going, we haven't got enough hash browns. And then you've got White Castle across the street going, well, we have more than enough sliders, so why don't you just shut up? They have their own problems to deal with.
Oh, so that, I guess, is in some way some kind of an analogy, but, you know, sorry, that's really reaching. So I just paint you as either a Bible thumper or... a unicorn chaser. You're just horny for some glitter. Yeah.
Okay, we need to figure out this hash brown problem.
Little girl in a tutu chasing a pink balloon.
There's only one race, the living race. As for the mum meme itself, yeah.
Let's see, mum should get a fast pass. Oh, fuck that part again. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that some mums can be annoying in feeling like they deserve some kind of right.
Intrinsically annoying. I mean, it's just, what part of it is not annoying? What part of woman pregnant or woman toting children isn't annoying? Is there some part of it that's not annoying or ugly or disgusting or revolting? I haven't seen that yet. I mean, the most, you know, it's like just a horrible, you know, you can just feel it, everything shrivel up at the sight of the prego woman. I mean, how is that, whoa, yeah, hot. Not hot.
Just because they've had a child? I guess I just feel like maybe we should just chill a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, it seems like that's the whole message you have, is this whole chilly, retard, don't think too much, blah, blah, blah. Smoke a doobie, have a nap.
That's it, just a little bit. Soon there won't be a Twitter, and then we can all finally be friends. It's been a fantastic couple of months for videos, folks, and I've really enjoyed making them for you. What I haven't enjoyed is losing patrons. Please, please, become a...
Oh, Jesus. That's a commercial now. I won't bother with that, okay. Can't people just say donate? Come on. If you like the show, you know, help support it, blah, 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 blah. And then if things get desperate, you can make a more desperate appeal. But do you have to do all this patronage? Anyway, yeah, so that's enough. We're done. Yeah, I'll get rid of that. It's done with Jack. But it's a, you know, it's as good as any as providing an example of, yeah, this is what you're up against. So you have some people who have this, you know, they're completely possessed by absolute babbly nonsense about purpose and function and some sort of Gaia notion about, you know, the environment is some gooey, wonderful, loving mother. You know, or some religious bullshit, and you got all these things to fight, and then right in, you know, on top of that, you have these glib, silly, pseudo-intellectuals who just sit there and talk absolute wishy-washy, both sides are the real, blah, 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 I can't figure out the difference, blah, blah, yeah. Too silly. Too stupid. So, anyway... So he made plenty of anti-natalist arguments, and he, you know, he implied a bunch of negative representations of anti-natalism, and then again, he's still going to pretend, why are they mad at me? Yeah, I'm not for natalism. Fuck you. And it seems like he bent over backwards to do the opposite, right? He didn't show us the welfare... You know, food stamps. He didn't show us all the crap that comes, all the liabilities that come with all the bad parenting out there. Nothing. Not a single image of that horror. Okay. So, that can go. All right. Oh, good. It's me. I relax me. Yeah, me is good for me. Anyway, so enough of a video. So till the next time and such. And so forth and whatnot. I can't do much well, so all you can do is keep refining the arguments and trying to get people to stay on the real subjects and keep pointing. You know, all you can do is just keep pointing the stick and keep pushing it in the right direction. And just hope you can, you know, fucking, you know, yeah, hit him in something vital in his brain. Hit some little vital piece of his brain. And he'll go, oh, I get it. You're making logical arguments. Oh, this is a contest to make logical arguments? Oh, okay, I can do that. Yeah, all right. So, till the next time and such. So forth and whatnot. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm leaving very soon. There I go. So I left. So there's no, well, most me left. There's a little me over here. Just hit the button, fuckhead. Okay.